Okay, B'Shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Natzliach, we start Ma'aseh Gimel, the Ma'aseh Mechiger. We meet the Chiger, and the person without feet, the person that can't walk. Unbelievable Ma'aseh, so many things to be learned from. So here we go. Ma'aseh B'Chacham Echad, Kodem Moser Koriz Bono V'Mishpachto, V'Tzivo Osom Nahashkos Ilanos. Says Chacham Echad, who seems to be the father also. Before he dies, he brings his family together, his sons together. V'tziva osim nashkos ilanos, and he asks them to water the trees. Gam yeshachem rishus la'asuk b'shar panasos, and you can also do other things in life. Aval b'zeh tishtadlu lahashkos ilanos, but this be very careful to lahashkos ilanos. And then this story starts. This is kind of an introduction to this story, similar to in the first Ma'aseh Avedas Bas Melech, we have Bederech Siparti Ma'aseh. On the way, I gave a Ma'aseh. This is also like an introduction that doesn't seem to fit in the story. Although we're going to have a theme of trees and watering trees and getting to the trees, we're going to have that theme a little bit. This seems to be totally not connected to the story about the father dying and bringing the sons together. So let's talk a little bit, because Rabbi Nachman introduced the story of watering trees, the Indian of watering trees. And Baruch Hashem, right before Tu B'Shvat, tonight as I'm saying this, it's Yud Gimel Shvat. So right on the doorstep of Tu B'Shvat, let's talk a little about Lahashkos Ilanos and what's the whole idea of the Ilanos. So we know from the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, and all the Sifrei Kabbalah that talk about that the Shorish Nishmas Yisrael is Nimshach from the Ilan HaKadosh. And the Ilan HaKadosh is called the Eitz Chaim. This is the tree of life. I'm just going to read the words of the Sifsei Chen, a beautiful sefer, on the introduction to Chassidus. V'eshadas ki Ilonos Shalomalim Bebchinos Lehefech Matzei HaSadeh Shalonu, that the Ilan, the Eitz Chaim, Lamal is the opposite from the Atzei HaSadeh Shalonu. Ki Ha'ilun HaGashmi that the Olam Agashmi, the Shorish, starts under the Maharal, also talks about this, that the Shorish starts down in under the ground, and it goes up, and then we have the Olam, and then we have the Peros. But in the spiritual tree, the Shorish V'Ikur Lamala, the Ikur Shorish of the tree is in the Olamos HaLayonim, and the Anofim are coming to the Lamata, and Lamata, we have the Shorish HaIlam, which is connected to the world of Bina, and connected to the world of the Shorish HaNeshamos. Then we have the Gufa Ilan, which is connected to the Eitz and the Anofim, which is connected to Tiferet, which is connected to the Vav, whereas Bina is connected, Chachm and Bina connected to the Yud. And then we have the Peres HaIlan, which is the last Hay of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents the Chakal Tapuch and Kaddish, and the Peres that we take from this world, which is the Malchus, that which we reap from this world, the Malchus, that we finally get down to this world. And the avod of this world is to be connected to this tree. And to be, and the Tikkuni Zohar calls Tzadikim the Mechatzte Chakla, those the keepers of the field, similar to what Rabbi Nachman talked about in Torah Samechei, when he talked about being the Baal HaSadeh and putting the trees next to each other and placing them in the right place and watering them. It's definitely connected to this. I think Rabbi Nachman was talking about a little bit different else. He was talking about tikkuni neshamos. But we have the mechatzte chakla, that the keepers of the field, that they weed out the bad weeds, and they take out they plant the trees in the right place, and they water the trees. These are tzaddikim of this world. And Noam Elimelech says that anybody who does tshuva and is chotav, he's mechatzte chakla, because he's cleaning that field, and he's cleaning, he's kotzer the klipos that is holding back from the tree. And we have finally in this world, this sadeh comes down to this world. That's a chakal tapuch and kaddish, and that's why the Arizal went to the chakal tapuch and the apple orchard in order to be mikabel the Shabbos, which is malchus. We have the world of the asiyah, which is gematria shechina, that even in this world, even though that the shorish is lamal lamal olam abina, and over the olam abina we have the olam achachma, and then we have the keser, and we have the olam atzilus, and things that we're just not shaykh at all to, it comes down to this world, all the way down to the nitzotzi, ashchina, the pears that we can pluck off the tree. But it doesn't start with the pears. It's very important. It doesn't start with the pears. It starts deep into the tree. I mean, that's what we know, that the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos is not connected to the pears. If it was connected to the pears, Rosh Hashanah Lilanos would be in Nisan. But we know that the Rosh Hashanah in Ilanos is that the sap in the tree, the srak in the tree starts going up the tree, inside the tree, inside in the world, in the Olam HaBina that we can't even see, that we can't be a part of, but it's happening. So that's the Ilanos. Dafgur of Weinberger just gave a beautiful shiur, I think it was in YU, where he talked about that each of the makos were connected. We had a different time period to it, also connected to a Maimer Bereshis, but it fell out that Arbe, which totally ate up all the Ilanos and the Esev and the Eitzah Sodeh, that came out on Tu B'Shvat. And the brach of Tu B'Shvat is to reconnect to the exact opposite of Arbe, that just like in Tetvav, Adar, there was Choshech, and the exact opposite is the Ur of Purim. La'ido is the Ur of the Simcha, that the Ur of Purim is connected, the Choshech Mitzrayim. So too, the Ilanos, and planting the Ilanos, and being planted in the Sharosh of Lamala, are connected to the Arbit, which is the exact opposite of cutting off the Anaf from the Ilan. That's what a Kofer is. A Kofer, what we call a non-believer, Kofer is the ability, he's Kofer Be'ikr, he cuts off the root. And he says that the anaf and the eitz and the fruit, malchus is not connected to the upper worlds. Now, of course, malchus has nothing to it. The pri is only as good as the eitz is. As I think it's Rav Tzadok who says that what's the difference between a tree who gives beautiful pears in the summer to a tree that doesn't give a beautiful pears? And the difference is in the winter when the tree looks dead. How much is the tree davening to Hashem that I want to give pears? The ikar is not the pears at the end. The ikar is the shorsha ilan, the tiferes, the anafa ilan, the olam abina, down to the olam atiferes, and all the way down. So here in this story, we have this idea of the hashkos ilanos. Because the idea of Amalek is to stop the Ilan to get its sustenance, and we'll see at the end of the story with the different watering of the trees, the Rishayim are there making sure that the Ilan is not being fed, and the idea of the Tzaddik, the Mechatz Techakla, they're making sure that we're watering the Ilanos and that the Ilanos get fed. And another perhaps an idea about Lahashkos Ilanos, that the Ilan itself is the Midos. And in order for the Midos, which is the Midos of the Zer Anpin, which is starting from Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, in order for that to have sustenance, we have to put water over, and water represents the Chachma. It says in Kohelet, "Chachma techayez baleha," that it's the Chachma that gives life to the Midos. That if the Midos are not receiving the water from above, the Hashkos Ha'ilan, and they become Yavesh, and they don't have Kedusha, they become Yavesh, and they become weak, and the Midos are becoming weak. Here, the Maisa B'Chacham Echad, this Chacham represents Chachma. That the Chachma is saying that we're telling to the children that we have to water. We have to bring water to the tree, we have to bring water to the Midos, in order for the Midos to be alive, and to be kicking, and to be aware, and to be conscious in this world, we need to have the Das Milamala, the upper Chachma, from Lamala, feeding the Ilanos. So that's the introduction to the story, and we'll hopefully see how this idea of Lahashkos Ilanos fits into the story, because it's seemingly that the story is going to take a total turn now. So we'll start this story. Achakach niftar achacha v'neich bonim. V'ailo ben echad shelo yachol leilech. V'yachol la'amod. So we had one son that he wasn't able to walk. He was only able to stand. Rak shelo yachol leilech. And again, he was not able to walk. And the other brothers gave him his parnasa, because Nebuch, the son, couldn't do anything. Take the leftover, what was left, everybody gave a certain percentage to this Nebuch child, you know, quote-unquote Nebuch child. And the chigur is v'yishev atzmo. Notice that the Rebbe Yitzchak Bender points out that many times throughout the story, the chigur is going to be miyashev atzmo. That the chigur, who seemingly is a nebuch and can't do anything and can't get anywhere and can't walk anywhere and has to get his parnasa from the other tree, he's able to be miyashev es atzmo. And b'schus this yishev adas. Is he meaning, what do you do? What do you mean, Yashiv Atzmo? You can't do anything. You don't have legs. You're not able to. Stop it. Where are you going to get to? He's Miyashiv Atzmo. Afa Pichain. I'm gonna make it into this world, he says. Lama li lekabel aspakamem? Why should I get money for them? Tov sha'atchi la'aso says a maso matan. Let me start my own business. V'af sheinu yachol leilach. And even though that I can't walk, yatz bedaita liskol agola. I'm gonna be getting agola. V'ne'eman v'bal agola. And I'm gonna get a bal agola to go with me. V'yisemem lelipsik. And I'm gonna go to Lipsik. I'm gonna go to the fair. I'm going to that famous city to v'yichol la'aso maso matan. I'm gonna be able to make my own parnas. Again, it says Af She'enu. He keeps on. Rabbi Nachman keeps on bringing that in. Af She'enu Yachol Lelech, and he can't walk. But Afal Pichen is Yishev Es Atzmo. There's a line in Yiddish that says a Yid darf gefun in an Eitzah. A Yid is going to have to find an Eitzah. A Yid that doesn't stop and just stop life and says, that's it, I can't, I'm unable. There are people who are able and there are people who are unable. I'm on the unable side, I'm giving it, and that's it. That's not a Jewish concept, although there's a concept of stuck on the other hand to help those people, but the people themselves, there's a certain gift that they have, albeit it's very, very difficult. Rabbi Nachman keeps on saying, Afal pi she'enu leilech, afal pi she'enu leilech, but with Yishev Atzmo, with Yishev Adas, and saying that I can do something in this world. I can make it in this world. With Yishev Adas, with my Das, I'm going to figure out what's beautiful about my situation in life. Let me make my